Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tainis Daf Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishoin in the middle of Halacha Vov. We're starting with Aleph in the fourth line from the top. The Mishnah says in the second set of Tanesim, you're also besicha with anointing. Says Gemara Ka'adot Tani, as we learn B'Shabes, Bein Sicho Shei Shel Tainug, Bein Sicho Sheino Shel Tainug Mutar. On Shabbos, one can anoint himself with oil if he enjoys this for pleasure, or for not for pleasure. Reb Chaim brings one explanation that it's for refuah or for medicine. B'Yom Kippurim ben sicho shishel tainug ben sicho sheinu shel tainug osur. Yom Kippurim, they're both osur. Sicho is osur. But Tisha B'Av and Tanit Sibur that we mentioned in these Mishnayos, sicho shishel tainug osur. If you're doing it for pleasure, it's osur. Sheinu shel tainug, if you're not for pleasure, mutar. Says the Gemara according to Reb Chaim, we take away the word v'ho. Tani, it says in the Braisa, shovois sicho l'shtiyo. Anointing is equivalent to drinking. Le'isur, for the Isur, we're talking about Trumo and Yom Kippurim. It's Asur to anoint, like you're not allowed to drink Trumo. For the Tashlum, if someone does drink, he has to pay for it. Avaloi Loinish, you don't get punished for anointing the same way you get punished for drinking. Yom Kippurim Le'isur Avaloi Loinish. And also for Yom Kippur, the same thing. It's Isur, not a punishment. Says the Gemara of Tani, says in the Pasuk, V'loi chalalu l'rabois es asach v'es ashoite. It says, you now do chilul, coming to add sicho, which was anointing and drinking. So you see that it is also, it's included in the Isser of the Torah, should be a punishment as well. Sicho over here is wrong, you don't have to mention it. The only thing you come to be rabbi is drinking. Omar Rabbi Avamri, if you're omitting the word sicha from here, so you're going to have to omit also the word shtia from here, and then you're not adding anything from this pasuk. Why? The din is that a chil of a shtia or a mitzarf for isur. But if shtia is learned from a different pasuk, so how can it join a chil? It's two different isur. The shtia doesn't need its own pasuk. When it says a chil, it means shtia as well. So this pasuk must be for sicha. Says the one we nine shu mechuvar base. So how do we know that sicho has isur ase? Avos v'shem Rabbi Simi, because it says in the pasuk v'lo nasati mimenu lemes. You didn't use the meiser, meaning the oil of meiser sheni. We didn't use it for a mace. Matter kaim, what we're talking about? Im lavilo oyvam v'techrichim, that we talk about using the meiser sheni money to bring a coffin, to bring a techrichim lemes. Tova shu osu lechai, lechai you osu lekoshka lemes. You can't bring it even for a light person. You're not allowed to use the meiser sheni money for clothing or for different items that a person needs. The only thing you can use my sheni is only for food. Eizu dova shu mutar l'chai v'osu l'meis, hevi oim ezu sicho. Which thing is mutar l'chai and is osu l'meis? Then it must be anointing. The anointing a chai can do because it's equivalent to eating and drinking, but you can't do it to the meis. So here you see that sicho is equivalent to achil of ishtiyo. And you may by truma you have eser asei. Because there's the one that says, Minil Sasandol, Tani Kolel Shomu, Osur, Minil Sasandol, we say, Nala, wear shoes, Yotzal Dech, Noel, Higila Krachoylitz, and we saw also at the beginning of this daf, that when he goes to the way, he goes on the way, he puts on shoes, he gets to the city, takes it out. V'chen Be'ovel, V'chen Be'menude, where the same thing applies to someone who's in Avelus, who someone is in Cher. So when he's tani, there's a verse that says, Yoitzim ben Palyo B'yom Kippurim. You can use these shoes called on Palyo, which really means some type of sacks. So you're allowed to use empalio in Yom Kippur. It's tiny. There's another brace that says, en yoitzim. Talk about sacks made out of any other material. Mandoma en yoitzim man palish, or it's made out of leather. Leather you can't put on. In the nighttime Yom Kippur, nofak legabei lovish sula sayo. So the sayo is a shoe that doesn't have a heel, but it's made out of leather. Omer le ma'achin, why are you wearing leather shoes on Yom Kippur? So the one of Zayin Amud Beis, Omer le istenis oni. I'm an istenis, I need to wear shoes. If I don't wear shoes, it bothers me too much. It's too much sar. Reb Shua bar Nachman told Rabbi Reb Shua ben Levi b'leil taniso. Reb Shua bar Nachman came in front of Reb Shua ben Levi in the night of the tainis. Novel gabei lovish sulasayo is also wearing these type of shoes. Omale ma'u achin, again, why are you wearing these shoes? They're made out of leather. Omale istriso ni ame istriso, therefore it's mutter. Reb Shimi chamuni nofish, nofek lafish sulasayo b'leil taniso. They also saw Reb Shimi going out with his shoes in the night of the tainis. Chatalmin min deramano. A Talmud of Ramano, Hoy really chad min kreivid in Ishayo. He came and gave to one of the kreivim of the Nasi, le milbush solisayo. He said, you can wear these shoes. So says the Gemara, Reb Chaim, he has a different gear, so, but we're going to use our gifts, it's the same idea. He says, you know, what is your basis? Because of Shub and Levi. Shub and Levi said you can wear these shoes. Like, well, no, they can't make a rabbi from Shub and Levi. Shub and Levi, all my Easternis on you. Shub and Levi allowed it is only for someone who says he's a Easternis. But if you're not a Easternis, you can't wear these shoes. So the more with Tasha Shemito, another Easter is Tasha Shemito. Isachami come see, Berichitza Asur. Betasha Shemito, the Koshikin. Why you have to tell me that you're not allowed to do Tasha Shemito? If you can't do Rechitzo, so one cannot go to the mikvah. And after a person has carry, has to go to the mikvah. The more understands that's me'ake for davening. So if you can't go to the mikvah, of course you can't have tashrish. Says the Gemara, Tipotim mokav shehin toivli. Be going in the places where they didn't accept the Kohen Ezra, you have to go to the mikvah after seeing carry. Oh yeah, another option, koidim, actually it can Ezra tefilo by the carrying before Ezra did a tefilo for people that have carry. Rav Yaakov bar Achor of Im b'shem Shuv Levi ain't carry el mitash shemito. The carry, which is a discharge, which requires a mikvah, is only when a person had tash shemito. He had actual relations. Rav Chuno Amar afilu ra atzmoi nius b'cholim. Even he did not have relations, but he had a dream, and in his dream he did tashmish. The dream has to be that he has in his dream, in his imagination, a woman. But if he sees carry without it, then he doesn't go to the mikvah. Even if he did not have a dream of a woman, and something else happened in his sleep, and he had carry, he has to go to the mikvah. So what Tama today, we learned over there, Yom Kippurim Asur Bachilo, Vishtir, Nala eat, Nala drink, Berechitzo, Vesicho, Nala take a bathe, Nala anoint, Umeyas a sandal, Uvetash Shemito, Nala put in shoes, or have Tashrish. So what Tanya lo, it says, we learned there, the Balikarian, Toivlim Kedarko, Mitzirim Yom Kippurim. That Brisa holds that a Balikarian and Kippur could go to the Mikra, not like we said before. Says more Leisa do pligo or the Rishu Malevi. Doesn't this argue Rishu Malevi that Rishu Malevi says, ain't carry a limitash Shemito? I mean, the only way to have carry that you mechuyev in a mikvah is only tashemito. Tashemito is also Yom Kippur. So how can it be that someone is going to have to go to the mikvah in Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Potalo, the explanation is, someone had tashemito before Yom Kippur, he forgot to go to the mikvah, comes to Yom Kippur, he says, oh, I forgot to go to the mikvah. So we have a tani, but we learn in the Braiso, my sebab yisi ben chalavto sheru toivil oiso betzirab Yom Kippurim. He saw him going to the mikvah in a hidden way on Yom Kippur. He's like, meima so guf kodesh b'shocheach. Could you say that he forgot to go to the mikvah? Such a kodesh person forgot to go to the mikvah? Hela karchach, talk about that he saw Keri, not because of Tashrish, and a raya against Yom Shub and Levi. So Gemara Yudo bar Pazi, Reb Chaim Shem Reb Shmuel bar Vitzchok, Noach ben Kisoso latevo neestralo tashrish amito. Noach, when he went into the tevo, he couldn't have tashrish. Similar to this issue that we have regarding Taneisim, that you don't have tashrish. Matam, what's the source? It says in the pasuk Vosel latevo ato vanecho veishtecho neshev vanecho itoch. So we're separating you and your boys and your wife and your children's wives. Each one is on his own; they're not together. Uveitziyoso yhutruli. But when he went out of the tevo, is mutar tashrish amito matam with the source semin atevo atav hishtecho uvanecho v'neshev vanecho itoch. So you with your wife and your children with their wives, so the wives are going together with the husbands. Omavchia barbol mishpoicheseim yotzu min atevo. What does it mean when it says that it came out with the wives? It's coming to tell you a remez that came out because of the mishpoches, meaning aldei sheshimru yachaseim zochuli notzu matevo. They were careful in the kedusha of a family to stay with their wives. That's why there was zoicha to be saved from the mabul. Teila chashukeh. I'm bringing you a rayo. There are three creatures that did do something wrong regarding Tashrish and during the time of the Mabul. Cham, the son of Noach, Kelev, a dog, v'oyrev, a raven. Cham, yotzo mefucham. Cham has children that are dark-skinned. Kelev, yotzo mefurso metashmisho. His Tashrish is different. Right? The Chaim brings over here what's brought down Chazal, that the Tashrish is ocher keneged ocher, back keneged back, is different than other brios. A raven, the way he does tashrish is through his mouth. And therefore, it's very different than any other brios. In other words, they got a klala, a curse, because they were not careful about having the purity of a family. It says, this is a pasuk in Iyov. It says, b'chosser v'kofen galmud, b'sh'osh tarech chisoren ba lo'ilam, you see hunger coming to the world, asay ishtecha galmudo, make your wife to be alone, meaning don't be together with your wife. Omar Rav Levi, another pasuk, Siv Uli Yosef Yulad Shnei Bonim. He had two children, Imosai, when? Beterem Tov Shnasarov. Before the years of hunger came, he had children, meaning you don't have Tashrin when hunger starts. Tani B'Shev Abiyudo, Te'evi Bonim, people that really want children, meaning they don't have children, Misham Shemit is saying they could have Tashrin during this time. On my base, without Yom Shetovla, only when she goes to the mikvah. Because that time is the time which you can really conceive, and that's the only heter that was allowed for Tashrish during the years of hunger. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Dav Zayin.